Thousands of Cubans in more than 40 provinces have been participating in the largest demonstration in decades in a call to end 62 years of abusive communist rule on the island. Since protests began, police have opened fire on crowds and beaten people in the streets. Independent media confirmed the arrests of at least 5,000 people since protests began, Breitbart reported. Current figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel also openly called on civilians to violently attack protesters on the streets in an order of combat issued late Sunday. Alonso, best known for her roles in the films The Running Man, Predator 2, and Moscow in the Hudson, has long been a prominent conservative figure in Hollywood and has been at the forefront of public opposition to repressive socialist policies. Born in Cuba, she fled to Venezuela at the age of 5 before immigrating to the United States, becoming a vocal critic of the communist dictatorships she grew up under. In 2010, the singer led a protest against Hollywood director Oliver Stone for his propaganda film South of the Border. In 2011, she called actor Sean Penn a communist hole for his enthusiastic support of Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez after the pair ran into each other at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. Later, Alonso penned an open letter to Penn, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Being born in Cuba, a country where freedom of speech is non-existent, it's startling to observe how Venezuela, where I was happily raised, is fast becoming Cuba's mirror image. Dismantling of fundamental democratic rights deserved by its people and citizens of the world, she wrote. In 2012, she compared policies promoted in then-President Obama's second term to the slow march to socialism that Venezuela experienced under the late Hugo Chavez. In 2014, the singer actress lost a role in a Los Angeles production of The Vagina Monologues after filming a political ad in favor of a Tea Party candidate. Later that year, she rallied outside the White House with dozens of other demonstrators to urge the U.S. to impose harsh sanctions on the Venezuelan government. In 2016, she expressed strong opinions concerning then-President Barack Obama's trip to Cuba, accusing him of legalizing a regime that has been torturing Cubans. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.